Ricky, Major League Baseball has announced that it's pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta, the draft as well. This is in reaction to Georgia's restrictive voting laws. What do you think the conversation is going to be like in Major League clubhouses today? I mean, first of all, I think it's the right moral decision. I don't have any problem with that. But man, I think Rob Manfred here, one, he's done the right thing and he's taken the decision out of the players' hands. I don't think the players should be put in a position here where they got to make the decision. But, you know, the optimist in me wonders, Ricky, and I know that you were involved with the Players Association. The optimist in me wonders if maybe this isn't a bit of a positive sign going into negotiations as well, because Rob Manfred has done the right thing, but in the process, he's really done a solid for the players as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he did the right thing too. I actually just got the notification about 10 minutes before you guys called, and I think it's the right thing to do. You know, not to get on the political side, but anytime, you know, we live in a world where stuff is being exposed, and rightfully so. And I feel like the players have done a tremendous job in standing up for basic human rights. And I think that's very important when you're able to do that, when you have a group like that, especially a group of young guys willing to support each other and see the problems that we face in society. That's more important than the game itself. So anytime you have guys doing that kind of work and having those conversations, I think it's very, very important.
Ricky, can I follow up on this? Without necessarily having to give your politics away, let me ask you this question. Could you give our listeners a sense of how tricky it would be for Major League Baseball players to be in Atlanta during the All-Star game and to be asked about Georgia's election laws? I was telling this to Jeff earlier before you came on. NBA players were put in a very, very difficult spot when they're being asked about human rights in China and being asked things like that. That is not something necessarily that those guys want to talk about unless you're like a Steve Kerr and you volunteer it because it's important to you. So if you're – this sort of gets to what Jeff said. Like if you're a player, how tricky is it to navigate if the press are down there in July asking you about Georgia's restrictive voting laws when you're a 24-year-old guy who's a baseball player?
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely be tough. It would definitely be tough because there's a lot of sensitive subjects nowadays. But it's I think it's conversations that need to be had. And I mean, I could also see a lot of players probably saying, you know what, I'm not gonna. If I get chosen to go to the All-Star game, I'm just gonna skip it. You know, you could make that argument too, right? I mean, I don't know what everyone's thinking and what everyone would do, you know. But, you know, I remember when, you know, not long ago, or, you know, I think it was during the time that I went to the All-Star game in 2011, and they had something going on in Arizona where if they pulled you over, you had to show
right.
that you were a citizen of the United States, and all that stuff was going on. And I remember that being a conversation at the time. So, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, it's to have these conversations and hopefully, now that it's been moved, we're able to move forward and continue to show love and appreciation for the people that, you know, that are being undervalued in this country.